Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This has got me thinking about teams. You know, comedy teams, singing teams, you know. Can you name this guy's partner in Wham? Well, I think it's Andrew Wrigley.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's his name. But that's like those Trivial Pursuit questions.
Yeah.
But today was the day that Martin and Lewis broke up.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Whoa.
America's first and biggest comedy team.
Wow.
But they broke up on this day. And, you know, when you think about comedy teams, they got a shelf life. So it got me thinking about that. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. This is what we do on the weekends. Lots of insignificant information that you are welcome to use throughout the course of the day.
Absolutely.
Top of the hour. Good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
And a good morning. Happy Juneteenth to everyone in Lawrenceville.
Out in Lawrenceville.
Up 85.
Very much.
Everybody up there. And a happy birthday. You ready for this?
Okay.
Born on the same day. These two people are celebrating a birthday today. Zoe Saldana.
Okay.
The actress.
Yes.
Very nice, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Zoe Saldana and Dirk Nowitzki.
Wow.
Born on the same day today. Both 47 years old.
47 years old.
There you go.
All right.
And Ann Wilson. I hope her health is getting better. Her and her sister Nancy, of course, Hart.
Mm-hmm.
Celebrating a birthday today. And Mrs. Huxtable.
Really?
Mrs. What was her? Claire Huxtable.
Yes.
Is her birthday today.
Really?
Alicia Rashad.
Wow.
And we're going to give her age out.
Oh,
just leave it sit right there. Sam and Greg, we're
you
in.
You know what? She wouldn't care. Because she's looking great and doing a lot of incredible things.
I think I was in something that she was in.
Were you?
I'm trying to remember what it is. During casting call, I'll let the cat out of the bag about a couple things that happened here that I booked.
All right.
That they're kind of nice. I'm looking forward to doing here. The industry has turned the corner.
All right.
A special guest coming up at 7:20 this morning because an event's going on.
Prince coming up because of Intense Tennis. That is just a few minutes. He's going to join us. So you may want to stick around for that.
And you want to stick around and find out what is going through Noelle's head.
Yeah.
Our producer, Noelle, we call it Noelle's World. And though she is a massive sports fan, basketball, football, loves her local teams. It could be anything. She could have a problem with somebody she saw on an award show or opening a new store here in town and ain't got the driveway and parking right. Whatever it is.
Yep.
And it could be she's a big what's the term to use? Well, there's a foodie, and what's a sneakerhead?
Okay. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, she's a big sneakerhead.
Very much.
I don't know where she's going, but we're going to find that out. All right, man. And for those of you, again, who don't listen on a regular basis, when we hit the second hour of our show, whether it's Saturday, whether it's Sunday, or whether it's a holiday like today, we start things off with Mr. Crenshaw letting you know what's going on locally.
All right, we're going to do that. And what's happening today, of course, is Juneteenth. We came back with George Michael Freedom because Juneteenth is also known as Freedom Day. And it's also a day some people may not be working. Some things may be closed today. But there's a lot of things to see and do, a lot of events with some good music, that things with some good food that are going on. And a lot of things. One thing is right across the street from us over here at the High Museum. Georgia High Museum going to have a Juneteenth celebration today. Going to have poetry readings 10 a.m. to 5 o'clock. That's happening today at Adair Park. They're going to have a Juneteenth festival. Food, fun. So that starts at 1 o'clock today. Let's see. College Park, they're going to have something down there at the Tracy Wyatt Recreation Complex from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. going on today. Things happening all day today at Sandy Springs, a day full of activities. Up in Roswell, a day full of activities. But the thing I want to drive people to go to, because, you know, it's only here until the end of the All-Star game, and that is More Than Brave. That is an exhibit dedicated to Hank Aaron that is at the Atlanta History Center. If you haven't been to Atlanta History Center, you need to go and check it out. But they have something great there for Juneteenth. But this exhibit has been there for over a year now, and it's supposed to be there through the All-Star game. I don't know. It might go beyond that. It's incredible. If you're a baseball fan, if you're a Hank Aaron fan, if you're a Braves fan, or if you just like sports history like me, you know, Go and check it out. If you have some chance to do that today, I think you will enjoy it. Okay, this time of year we used to talk about high school athletics. Not a lot of things. Kids are doing workouts, doing different things. Some teams are working out together. Some are working with their travel ball teams. Basketball has been up at Lake Point. Working out the girls' teams were there last week. The boys' teams were there this week. Also, the high school 7-on-7 events are taking on all around the area, different college campuses. Today over at Georgia Tech, they got, I think, the sixth and final day of the Corky Kale Dave Hunter 7-on-7 event that's going on. I think yesterday's winner was Marietta High School. Marietta High School that is coached by the new coach, Cameron Duke. Yeah, his name is Cameron Duke.
And wait, you got to say this again slowly for everybody.
How ironic. His name is Cameron Duke, and he's coaching a team in Marietta out of the Blue Devils.
Yeah, right.
Oh, fitting. So they won yesterday, and we'll see who's going to win over there today. Now, one team that has a new face that a lot of people recognize, Sean Weatherspoon, from his time playing with the Atlanta Falcons. Hard-hitting, high-energy, tenacious linebacker for the Falcons. And now his first year as a new head football coach at Pace Academy. So I had a chance over Georgia State 7-on-7 to see his team at work. And he hadn't spent a lot of time with them on the field. They didn't do much spring football. They've only been on the field for a while. So Coach Spoon is playing catch-up, and I talked with him about, you know, making that change to leading a young high school team.
Right now, we're trying to get some reps. Our first football practice was not this past Monday, but the Monday before that. And so we're behind. You know. So we're coming out today. We're getting our young guys a lot of reps. We ended the game with our young guys in there catching interceptions and touchdowns. And I think that says a lot about our program right away, because our young guys are not just watching our guys who know what they're doing do things. We're actually going to build a program to where everybody's getting their prerequisite in football. So when their number's called, they can go out and do what they need to do. And we're also going to teach them about being great young men in the community.
That is Sean Weatherspoon. Call him Coach Spoon. Now, if the guys make plays on it, they're going to get up, pretend like they got the bowl in the hand with the spoon going out. I don't know if guys are going to do that. But that was the thing he was known for as a player, you know, with the Falcons. He'd make that big play, and he'd get up, and everybody in the stands would get that bowl like they were doing the spoon.
So Ezekiel Elliott stole that from him. Is that what you're saying?
So he was.
Noel's giving me the thumbs up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Dang.
He was doing it.
Okay, when you said it like that, I was like, hang on a second. He stole that from him?
Yeah, Spoon's doing it. Coach Spoon over at Pace Academy going to be working there today. Shout out to the University of Georgia women's track team, track and field team. They did something that a Georgia women's track team has never done before. They won the NCAA Outdoor Championship up at Eugene, Oregon, which is big. They had some talent, and with that talented team, they racked up 73 points. They were winning points on everything from relays to hurdles to the 40 to the high jump. I mean, when you go out in an event like that, and people realize when you're talking track, you get points for everything, and that's why having someone that can throw a hammer thrower, is because not everybody has somebody that can do that thing. If you can just go up there and throw it in the right direction,
what makes you decide to do that, though, in track and field? You just got to be a big so-and-so.
You don't have to be big.
Okay. Well,
It's technique. It's technique as well.
Where was the first time? I'm saying this out loud rhetorically, of course, but what is it that makes somebody go, I think I'd be good at that? And
They have to see it. They have to see it. There's a place over in Marietta, a man named Mike Judge, I believe, who works with young people over there. He's got an area set up with one of those things, you know, because you got to turn it loose going in the right direction.
You can't be living in the city and practice that.
Yeah, you can.
Because otherwise you got to make an effort to get to the field, or you got to go to the
gym. Well, absolutely. Wherever. I mean, and it's not something that you have at your high school.
That's what I'm saying.
It's not a high school track event. Something you have to do with travel with AAU track level. And learn that. And you got to be a certain age, I think. I don't think they have any kids trying to learn how to spin around and do it. But it's technique, Greg. I went to practice once, and the girls, these were girls, and these girls had been high school cheerleaders. Mm-hmm. They've been high school cheerleaders, but they learned the technique, and they got scholarships to college.
Okay.
So I'm just saying, you would think the person had to be this big person, and maybe so to be an Olympian.
Did you mention his name? Was it Al Horder?
Order.
Something like that.
But was he the hammer throw? Was he now with discus?
It was something like that.
You'd
be happy to know we mentioned him, though.
It's a unique event, and the thing is, order to do that, but Georgia has a lot of different things, and that's it. But 73 points Georgia had, 47 for the team next to them, and that was Southern Cal. Important because that is where the coach Carol Smith Gilbert came from. She was at Southern Cal. Georgia hired her away from Southern Cal, and Georgia gets the win. Coach Smith-Gilbert talking about having to reshape this program at Georgia and get them with a championship mentality.
Tough. Yes, just being in the Southeast, it's day in and day out, week to week, there's stiff competition no matter where you go. So we have to train a little bit different. We got to pick our battles a little bit more. You have to recruit people that can handle being in the Southeast Conference and just in the Southeast in general, because it can be pretty demoralizing to go to just your regular Saturday meet in January and not make the finals. So yes, I had to make some changes, and I learned you have to have a full team.
Have to have a full team. That's how you do it, you know. Leave no points out there. Whatever you got to do, get a person that can score points for you, and they scored it at the biggest event, at the National NCAA Outdoor Nationals. And shout out and congratulations to them once again. I think they're having another strong recruiting class. There's a lot of youth. So, I mean, they could be back here with an opportunity to do this again next year. I mean, so there's a great deal of youth on this team, impact, and, you know, we shout out to everyone that's on the Georgia women's track team, especially the daughter of a guest of the show, a friend of the show that comes on quite a bit, you know, Gail Devers.
Oh, okay.
We shout out. So she's a national championship mom. Why are you laughing?
No,
she
not.
Is.
Well, why you ain't say like I wasn't laughing at her? Why? I was just smiling at the, you know,
yeah,
the revelation you just get, and that's not insignificant.
No, it's not at all.
All right.
So that's the thing. But that's what's
it was
happening.
A smile, not
gotta
a laugh.
Get a shout out to one other person, Jeremy Kimbrough. Jeremy Kimbrough. I mean, he had the winning driver in NASCAR this week. Jan Van Giesbergen was a winner up in Mexico City, and it's Trackhouse Racing. Kimbrough, who's from the area. Went to Cedar Grove High School, played football at Appalachian State, played a couple of seasons for Washington, and they said, hey, man, you know, as far as you're going to go with football, he jumped over and got the NASCAR. He's the tire guy. He comes across the wall with two tires. He's a crucial guy. When you come over the wall, you got to have somebody to know what they're doing.
Right,
and
right,
Jeremy's
right.
On the crew that won this week out of Mexico City. So shout out to Jeremy Kimbrough. And that's it. What we got for local.
Okay.
All right.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Again, I'm just wondering what the significance you think of it. I'm going back to basketball for a second.
Mm-hmm.
This Lakers sale. This is big. I mean, there aren't too many bigger American professional sport names than the Lakers. They just got sold. We did this with the Celtics and what that means moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't come from a family. They might have been before, but I mean, the Buss family is almost like Steinbrenner's, Jerry Jones and his family. And when they relinquish power, this is going to be like when the Steinbrenner's, if they ever do, sell the Yankees.
Yeah.
What that's going
to
go
for.
Well,
even with them, it's different from George, because they're not out front wanting attention, all the attention them, right? So that's other thing that has changed about ownership of Major League franchises. It really has gone more corporate. The Maverick owner, the Al Davis, you know, those
gone.
Right.
You got to own a casino now.
Right. You know what I mean? So it's a little bit different from that. And so, I mean, that is gradually gone away.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned those names, and we sort of glossed over right around here, corner here. Both Arthur Blank, and we got Ted Turner before that.
Mm-hmm.
Multiple teams.
Yeah.
And as you said, those days ago, I just, you know.
But they're not the person that tries to goes out and it'll be a lightning rod or whatnot. I mean, you know, Ted Turner's one.
I was just about to say, you said about Ted Turner?
Mr. Blank,
the dude
not so
put
much.
No, but no other owner. Listen, Steinbrenner never put a uniform on and tried to manage the team. He ain't never done that.
Or tried to put his station logo on the back of a team of a player's jersey.
That's right. I forgot about that.
Andy Messersmith comes. He wanted to put, instead of putting Messersmith, to put Channel 17 in the back of the jersey. Yeah.
Your folks know that. Say that again, because people don't know how much when Ted Turner was like when he took over this Braves team. Say that again.
He put Channel on the guy's name.
The TBA put Channel 17.
Channel 17 on the back of his jersey, man. You know, no, nobody's doing stuff like that.
All right, coming up next, we are going to talk some tennis. Listen, it is moving indoors, folks, and we're not just talking about, you know, playing. There is an event that is coming up, and it will be a part of the calendar, something that you a must-see event. And we're going to talk to Trent Bride about that next. Sam and Greg, in for the morning shift on this Juneteenth. Sports Radio 9.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
92.9 Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sam and Greg, we are in on this Juneteenth, the Thursday morning, where you would normally hear the morning shift. But Mike, Bo, Allie, much like Steak and Sandra, they're going to enjoy the holiday. We are here, though, for you. We want to thank you for letting us be a part of your Thursday mornings. By the way, happy birthday, Robert Palmer.
All right.
One of the most iconic videos of all time.
Very much.
And it was it didn't cost a whole lot of money to make. You know what I mean? It was just it's very simple.
Yep. It's probably why it keeps getting remade.
Oh, is it really?
Oh yeah.
Are you coming on here?
Shania Twain did it for I Feel Like a Woman.
Wait. Can we hear the?
Good morning.
Thank you.
Hey, there we are.
That's
now.
What we wait for when we hear Noel.
Yeah. On this Juneteenth.
Yes. And she's got a whole segment coming up before the end of this hour. But what did you say? Could you say that again?
I was saying Beyonce did it for one of her videos, and Shania Twain did it for the.
That's true. I remember Shania Twain. Yeah. Okay. You're right. I forgot about Shania Twain doing it. I didn't see Beyonce, but then when she said that, but Shania, that was like a direct. You know, I just lost my complete train of thought.
That's
so instead
good.
Of rambling,
yeah, it was a direct copy. Okay. She just played like the woman and Robert Palmer at the same
exactly.
time. Yeah, it was a direct copy.
Yeah. She was wearing a pair of shoes. Are you ready to break? Because I want to talk about this event and I'm thinking about the potential growth of it. There's only three
cities
right
now. You're already thinking about it.
Go ahead. Let's bring
you already going in the direction, right? Folks, Trent Bride, of course, a product of this area, played standout at University of Georgia, and of course played on the Pro Tour. We saw him play here at Atlanta Open, and now he's going to be playing this weekend. And he wants you to come out and join in intense. Tennis, and he joins us now on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Trent, good morning. Welcome to the morning shift, but it's with Sam and Greg. Welcome, man.
Awesome. How's it going, guys?
We're doing fine. We're doing fine, sir. Let's talk about this event,
yes.
This unique event. When I first heard about it, the first thing I thought about was what Tiger and Rory doing with the PGA Tour and bringing everything inside like that.
Yeah, that's right. No, it's going to be a lot of fun. You know, I think our founder had a vision to kind of change the game of tennis, right? Traditional tennis is obviously a great sport to watch, but sometimes it can get a little monotonous and boring. And this is kind of a way to engage the fans more. You know, you have one serve, points or two, for winners, 14 seconds in between points. Non-stop points for 10 minutes straight. I mean, it's just going to be a lot of fun, very engaging for fans. No rules really apply. You know, fans can heckle and all that stuff during points, after points. It's just going to be a lot of fun.
What do you say to the people that are saying tennis is doing this because of the popularity of pickleball?
I mean, there's some truth to that, right? I mean, pickleball is obviously, especially for the older people that are more involved in pickleball, it can be a fun sport to watch. And the problem is, you know, we just saw an incredible match with Alcaraz and Sinner a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. But if there's outside of that, no one's really watching the Grand Slams, the first, second, third rounds, right? In a five set match that might be 5 hours, there's really only an hour and a half that's actual tennis, if that. So there's a lot of just watching guys walk around, and this is what Intense is doing to try and fix that for the fans.
Spending time on the WaitForIt.com hotline with Trent Bride talking about Intense Tennis. They are social. You can find them at Intense Tennis, and as with two N's and a S-E Tennis, Intense. I want to make sure people know that's how they're spelling it. People are going to get a chance to come out and watch this week or watch online, but either way, you want people to get a chance to sample this. At a movie studio, they're doing this. Thoughts about the whole setup and where this is located. You know, the Electric Owl Studios, they have an arena. I was out there yesterday. Thoughts about what people are going to see when they come in and just the whole vibe of the place.
Yeah, it's really incredible. I don't know, you know, for those that have seen Laver Cup, it really has that same vibe. But the lights are going to be incredible. Obviously, like you said, it's at Electric Isle Studios. I mean, it is incredible. There's going to be a lot of colors. It's going to be incredible. The fans are going to absolutely love it. There's going to be four different screens. I mean, it's really nothing like I've ever seen, and I've obviously been in the tennis world for a long time. So it's going to be really special for everyone.
You got three cities right now participating, along with Atlanta, Tampa, and Jacksonville. Where do you see this growing to?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to go nationwide and potentially even international. You know, hopefully Atlanta always stays one of the best teams. But, yeah, we'll see where it goes. But I think that, you know, the sky's the limit for this company. And I think we have big vision. So it's going to be really cool.
Trent, you're going to be out there probably competing against some people that you've competed against before, some people you're familiar with. And talk about getting this opportunity to be on the cutting edge of something new. I mean, you've been out and you've played some on the tour. You played here in Atlantic Station in front of the crowd. You had that opportunity to do that. But talk about being a part of something new and different, and the possibility of being a pioneer in a way. I don't know if you ever thought of yourself as being that when it comes to this sport, but that's basically what you're doing right now.
Yeah, listen, I mean, you know, right when I left University of Georgia, I decided to pursue finance, and right now I actually own my own hedge fund, but there was always a missing thing, right? I wanted to scratch that itch of that competitive itch, right, when you're playing tennis. And so when this opportunity came along to join Intense and, you know, be a part of the first season, it meant a lot, and I knew I couldn't pass it up. And to be able to grow it, obviously, for the first, I felt like I was a perfect fit for them, just because, you know, I've grown up in Atlanta playing tennis my whole life. So I felt like it just made, and I'm really excited to be a part of it and help with the future growth of this business.
Listen, we ain't letting you get away with this, Trent. And he buried the lead there. And you see how smooth he just did that? I got my own hedge fund. But anyway, my tennis love, and then he went right back to talking about tennis. Like, you're just going to sleep on the fact the dude just got his own hedge fund. He started. But this is where the love, though, but you saying it the way you said that shows your love of this sport, because having the hedge fund and everything that goes into being a success at that in that world seems like it's 24/7. And then you want to take your personal time to help build this new venture in this league. Says something again about how you feel about this sport.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, listen, I'm a slave to the markets, you know, 9:30 to 4. After that, I spend my time playing tennis, man. And that's what I love to do. So, you know, it's great. And it's a great way to continue to be active and stay in shape and again, scratch that competitive itch that I need scratched. So it's great that all the things that I have going on, and I'm very blessed.
People can buy tickets to come out and watch. And there are also going to be some opportunities to see some youth, because as I always say, any sport, youth participation is the lifeblood of any sport. You got some young people who are learning to play this game this way. What does it mean to see some younger players try this method, try the only you get one serve, one toss and one serve. You're playing with a clock, with different things going on in the background, the lights and the video screens. Talk about that young people are getting a chance to see that and being introduced to this kind of type of game.
Yeah, well, I think it's going to help the youth get more involved, right? I mean, I remember when I was 8 years old starting tennis, and I didn't even really like it that much. It was kind of boring to me, right? And yeah. So I think if I had entered in a format like this, you know, I think it's a lot of kids are going to get really addicted to it, and it's just going to bring more people involved in the sport of tennis from the youth side, from the spectator side, and so it's really just a win-win for everyone, and it's just going to be great for the growth of the sport of tennis.
Now, you're here with Sam and Greg. Now, Greg knows a little bit about that place where they're playing out there, because he's been out there before. He does a lot of things in acting around the area. I don't know if you being around the studio like that and checking the place out, you know, you ever, you know, consider yourself getting involved with some of that? Does it pique your curiosity for it?
Because it's, I know all how to get them hooked up.
You know that.
Trent,
there you
I
go.
Know you got. You have to get a tape over to Game Changing Films. Those are the ones who hire the actors who are athletes to play against the stars. So if there's a football, I tell you what, they're doing a movie on John Madden right now, right? So obviously they're going to have guys who are playing the Raiders. Well, they got to have the guys who are playing the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Miami Dolphins, and they get those athletes from game-changing films. When they make the Pete Sampras or Andre Agassi biopic down the road, they're going to need tennis players like yourself. And if they have you in their stable of video of tapes, they might give you a call, man. And say, hey.
Hey, get me involved. I might find a new career path here. Wow.
I tell you what, we'll make a little deal here.
All right.
I'll help you with that. You help me how to get hooked up with a hedge fund. Or at least be a part of it.
I got you.
All right.
Deal.
We'll talk later. Hey, Trent, this will work win-win for everybody.
Trent, we appreciate you coming. It is intense tennis. It is taking place this weekend out in Decatur. People can come out. An intense arena is taking place there. You want to invite everybody to come out, Trent?
Yes.
Yep, absolutely.
All right, that is happening this weekend. Of course, you can go to their website and get more information on tickets. Trent, thanks so much for giving us some information. Good luck this weekend, man. Going to come out and check you out.
Thank you, buddy. We got your number. We'll be in touch.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me on.
There you go.
All right.
I'm serious about that.
Right.
If he's putting big money over here because he knows he can handle that and he's focusing on this, that's the person I want to play around the golf with.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Or help show him around the studio.
Yeah. No. I can just point him toward and make a call for him. And, you know, this is how it works. This is me growing up in Chicago. Hey, you want an off ramp to your restaurant there,
pal?
Well,
here's the thing. You go there for one thing. He's wanted there to play tennis, but he's in a different environment. You know, the peak of curiosity, seeing all the equipment, seeing everything around there.
You know, we forgot to ask him.
What's that?
What's the possibility of gambling on this?
You know, well, we'll find that out.
Yeah.
Because people are going to be watching it on Twitch. And people are going to be watching it on their website. You can watch it.
And Sam, by the way, that conversation and this whole segment has been brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. You got that?
Got it.
All right, we got Noel's World coming up, and we got another sponsor we're going to get to. So I've been shirking my responsibilities with this morning, so I got to make sure we take care of this. But Noel, no telling what she is thinking about, but that is coming up next. Sam and Greg in for the morning shift. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Sports Radio 92.9 A Game. It's Sam and Greg. Happy Juneteenth. We're in for the morning shift on this Thursday morning. I'm sitting here listening to this, and I want to, real quick, just off the top of your head, Off the Wall or Thriller? Better album?
Off the Wall.
The Wall.
There you go. We're all on the same page with that one. It is, you got to wonder why she's playing this, other than being a Michael lover. And it came from the better of the two albums that people talk about with Michael. But it is time for Noel's World. And good morning to you again.
Good morning.
Morning.
And no telling what you're thinking about. By the way, how was your week? Because we haven't seen you in a few days since Saturday, so.
Week was uneventful. I had my lip poked out Tuesday night. We'll get to more of that on Saturday.
Yeah, and by the way, before you tell us about your lip, I want to let everybody know that it's brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it, family style, at one of Buffalo Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. Now, we can hear about your lip.
All right. So, other than that, very, you know, uneventful week, whatever, all the good stuff. But, I've been watching the NBA Finals like everybody else, watching these Pacers and these Thunders, trying to figure out who is going to take home the trophy for the first time in a really long time. But I've been watching an undercurrent battle also happening on the court. If you didn't know, in the subculture of sneakers, there's always an undercurrent of what's going on the court, especially in the finals, and that's which brand is going to be the winner of the NBA Finals. So I went into this thinking, you know, you have SGA that wears Converse. They're looking to reestablish their basketball roots, their basketball brand. You have Puma looking to, you know, just gain a bigger sneaker footprint in general. So they're looking for Halliburton to do that for them. And they got a little bit of a boost, you know, with the choke and the shot over the Knicks and
all that good stuff. Right.
And I'm looking at the NBA Finals trying to figure out, you know, which way this is going to go, who's going to get the big boost at the end of June. And it turns out Adidas might be the biggest winner.
Really?
Adidas might be the biggest winner of the NBA Finals, fellas, because Jalen Williams went off for 40 points in Game 5, completely took it over, and he did it in his PE version of James Harden's signature shoe.
Okay.
Now, what was the results of that, you're asking? Like, why am I declaring them the winner of the
NBA
Finals?
I was getting to that, and I was also wondering...
What is the prerequisite
for this? This is a thing, too, but apparently it is.
Well, if you're into sneakers...
Yes, I'm saying it's a thing, so yeah. Go ahead.
Because the very next morning, his shoe sold out on Adidas.com.
Whoa.
Really?
The shoe just released a couple of days before the finals. Again, excellent timing on Adidas' part. He puts up 40, and that thing sells out in every size, I think, but 14.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. And I've seen this before. Like, usually in the finals, and Nike used to take the forefront of this, like, you would wait for KD or LeBron or somebody under the Nike umbrella to win, so you would get that championship pack at the end of the game when the confetti comes down and the trophy's hung down and you hear all the anything is possibles and the what would they say nows. You're looking for that link from Nike to go, okay, what's going to be the shoe? What's going to be the colorway? Is it going to be a pack? Is it going to be one? Is it going to be two? Is it going to be limited? Is it going to come with a T-shirt? What is it going to be? And lately, Nike has kind of dropped the ball on that a little bit.
Mm.
But Adidas have kind of picked up that mantle a bit, I've noticed. They were ready in the Olympics for Ant-Man and his shoe. They had a whole press release ready and a gallery for him to do interviews and run press and all of that for not just Anthony Edwards, but them, right, during the Olympics. I didn't really see that much of a Nike presence.
I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Who's Nike's biggest star right now?
It might be somebody.
The fact that we got to think about it says something.
Well, it might be somebody whose shoe hasn't come out yet. It might be Caitlin Clark right now.
Yeah, okay.
It might be. And we won't know until the show.
When does that shoe show up? We've been waiting on that for a minute.
It's the slow rollout. So like Asia, Asia, before her shoe came out, she was getting the top LeBrons. Like there were LeBrons that only her and LeBron had. Well, for Caitlin, they're doing Kobe because she wore Kobe's in Iowa. So a Kobe Caitlin Clark PE will be released soon. It was supposed to come out this month. They kind of pushed it a bit. That will come out soon, and then we'll kind of see the numbers and the traction of what's going on with Caitlin. But it's kind of a slow roll to get the excitement build up. 2026, I think, will be her time, and then you'll have Paige Buckers coming behind her. But right now, it seems to be the Asia Wilson show that's driving the Nike bus on top of the classics. Like, you're always going to get the retro KDs and the retro LeBrons and all that good stuff, and Jordan is Jordan. But right now, as of who's playing on the court right now, it seems like Asia Wilson is the person driving that bus.
No male athletes.
Well, all the males are pretty established and older brands, so you know they're there and they're selling, but where the excitement
exactly.
is right now.
That's what
right.
I'm saying. What's who's new? That who's that next, one? Right? Who's that one that's making people's ears go up and go, oh, I gotta get that one.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And right now, especially if you're looking on this WNBA court and in the stands, it is the Asia Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
The A1.
All right.
Wow, you're done about that. Talk about our home team. Talk about the Dream. Let me get you something about them up in New York. That was a disappointment for me. I mean, they went up there and they were, they led the entire game up by 17.
Yeah, my lip was poked out in the fourth quarter.
Oh!
And I saw it coming. I was like, man, they're not going to let them run them out the gym, are they? Are they? No, they're not.
No, they weren't.
But we're going to talk about who I think should be a Defensive Player of the Year candidate, Ryan Howard, right now.
Okay.
The way that Breonna Stewart was put in a box in that game, could not hit a shot, could not find a good – she could not get to her spot on the floor, and even shots that looked like they should have been good, should have gone in. They were contested or slapped back or slapped down.
Yeah,
Ryan Howard was putting on a show defensively, and that's where she is right now in this season. If she's not putting on a show offensively, it's defensively. She's guarding your best player and making them look like they're having the worst day of their season. And if she can continue to do that and this team can continue doing what they're doing, you know, notwithstanding that loss, they're in a great shape. This team is a contender team, despite some of the questionable ticky-tacky things that went on in that fourth quarter up there in Brooklyn. Because Pau got a foul on her from Tasha Howard that I still can't figure out where the foul came from.
Yeah.
I mean, straight up, we didn't jump, no body contact, but somebody at the line shooting free throws.
Mm.
And it's just shrinking that lead.
Yeah.
Now, as far as Sabrina goes, I mean, Sabrina's going to do what Sabrina's going to do. She's going to hit the logo shots and all that good stuff.
Right.
And that definitely helped them stay in that game and come back. But the dream will bounce back. I'm not worried about that.
My niece went to that game, and she was coming and said, I'm going to see her. You know, she was on her way there. So I'm going up to Barclays Center. I said, you can't, you know, you spend a lot of time in Atlanta. You can't root against Atlanta, because she went to see Atlanta play against the Mets once, and the Mets beat the Braves.
Mm-hmm.
I said, come on, you can't do that to us. And she goes there, and sure enough, the New York team beats Atlanta, right? You know,
so she can't go no more is what you're saying.
No,
so she
cannot
banned.
Go anymore. She got pretty affordable tickets. And she loves the mascot. She loves them. You know,
everybody loves Ellie. Ellie about to get her own Nike shoe soon. At this point, like, she's such a star. She's going to be selling shoes soon. Yeah. Or at least have a Sabrina colorway Ellie-specific situation going on. Yeah, Ellie, yeah. Ellie's that girl. What can we say?
Yeah.
Everybody else is trying to catch up. Everybody else is playing catch up, including the Dream. I want a mascot. I feel like we could have a blooper situation. We could have a blooper situation down here. Blooper's one of the top mascots of MLB, in my opinion. And I feel like we could match some of that energy over there in the W. You know, we can give Ellie a run for a shot up there in New York.
Yeah, because she's definitely got the spotlight at whenever they play those games up there.
Exactly. But the Dream showed that the South got something to say.
Yep.
So the next punch against the Liberty is just going to have to be harder.
All right. And they're back home. They're back home, right?
Yes, they will be back home Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
So they should bounce back. But if you were looking for the Jalen Williams, J-Dub, James Harden, Volume 9, Adidas, you're going to have to go on eBay. And that's been Noel's World.
There
we go. All right.
See, she's stepping it up there.
Yeah, now.
Y'all ever heard of Wallace Simpson?
Why?
No. Wallace Simpson.
No.
This woman made a dude quit his job, meaning the King of England.
Oh.
Wallace Simpson is, remember when they used to write this down? She's a divorcee. You remember that was a thing?
Oh,
so-and-so's a divorcee.
Yeah.
She is the woman who made King Edward abdicate his throne.
Okay.
If it weren't for her, we might not know who Queen Elizabeth is, because George dies, the granddaddy, the great-granddaddy. Then Edward is first in line for the throne, but he's got this relationship with this Wallace Simpson, an American. She's from Pennsylvania, and they couldn't have that over there. And so he quit his job and opened up the door for Queen Elizabeth's daddy, who became King George, to take the throne. So I'm saying, she's the reason.
And that's the thing. If he hadn't done that, we wouldn't care what Elizabeth had in her
purse. Had that purse, that's right.
We wouldn't care.
Which Sam to this day wonders. She's long gone, and may she rest in peace, but he still want to know what she got in her purse.
They got to have a big exhibit with them somewhere. Just set up a whole thing where just people can go and see. And maybe you'll find out what was in them. Maybe she left us something in a couple of them. We don't know.
But anyway, it would have been Wallace's birthday today.
All right.
So that's why we threw that out there. Anyway, coming up, it is heading toward the 8 o'clock hour. We're going to hear from Jason Longshore. Oh, we started the show talking about the possibility of hearing traffic reports somewhere around 1 o'clock today, right?
Yeah.
It could be happening somewhere between 1 and 2.
Whoa.
You're going to start hearing some traffic reports down there by Mercedes-Benz, because that dude is intense. What's that Mark Jackson says? Mama, there goes that man.
He's here.
He is here. Lionel Messi. And we're going to talk some soccer with Jason Longshore. And got a fresh casting call for you. There's money flying through the air. It's Sam and Greg with Noel on this Juneteenth in for the morning shift. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.